The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we've got a biggie to start out the program. Super Entertainer is making a stop in Raleigh on his farewell tour. You may have heard about this already. After more than a half century on the road, Elton John has announced that he's going to be embarking on his final tour. Dubbed Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the tour will include more than 300 shows across five continents. Elton John will kick off the tour in September. He will play PNC Arena in Raleigh on March 12th of next year, 2019. The tour wraps up in 2021, so this whole tour thing to say goodbye is going to take a while. Tickets for the Raleigh show go on sale February 16th at 10 via Ticketmaster.com, the PNC Arena box office, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Pre-sale tickets on Ticketmaster are available via its verified fan program, which was developed to help artists combat ticket bots and get tickets into the hands of fans who intend to go to the event. You can find out more from Elton John's official website. Sir Elton John last played Raleigh in 2012, and once again his farewell tour will make a stop in Raleigh at PNC Arena March 12, 2019. We've added a few venues to our listing of musical entertainment around the Triangle and in North Carolina. The Crown Complex in Fayetteville on Friday, March 9th, it's Cole Swindell, Reason to Drink Tour, with Chris Jansen and Lauren Elena. The Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, February 2nd, Rhythms of Triumph with the Isley Brothers, Confunction, and Joe. February 8th through the 11th at Greensboro Coliseum, Marvel Universe Live, Age of Heroes. Sunday, February 18th, Los Temerarios. Hope I got that correct. Saturday, March 10th at Greensboro Coliseum, Blake Shelton, Country Music Freaks Tour, with Brett Eldridge, Carly Pierce, and Shelton's hillbilly tone duet partner, Trace Adkins. Saturday, March 17th, it is Cat Williams. March 22nd through the 25th, Elvis My Way. Friday, March 23rd, Disney Live, Mickey and Minnie's Doorway to Magic. Those all at Greensboro Coliseum. Then at Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Winston-Salem, Friday, March 2nd, Ricardo Arjona, Circo Soledad. Friday, March 23rd, the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, March 24th, Miranda Lambert, Living Like Hippies Tour. And then at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Friday, February 9th, Andre Bocelli. Saturday, February 10th, Kid Rock. Friday, April 6th, Charlotte 90s, a Block Party. Wednesday, April 11th, the Eagles. And Saturday, April 21st, it's Bon Jovi. And the listing is out for a good part of the summer for concerts at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Friday, May 11th, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Saturday, May 12th, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. Saturday, May 26th, Kendrick Lamar, SZA, and Schoolboy Q. Saturday, June 9th, Dead and Company. Saturday, June 16th, Rascal Flatts, Dan and Shay, and Carly Pierce. Thursday, June 28th, Luke Bryan, John Pardee, and Morgan Whalen. Tuesday, July 3rd, Foreigner and Whitesnake. Friday, July 13th, Tedeschi Trucks Band, Drive-By Truckers, and the Marcus King Band. Friday, July 20th, Dave Matthews Band. Tuesday, July 24th, Weezer and Pixies. Friday, July 27th, Keith Urban and Kelsey Ballerini. And then on Saturday, July 28th, it's Charlie Puth and Haley Steinfeld. Others coming up, we'll do the dates as the things get closer. Dirks Bentley, Brothers Osborne and Lanco, Fish, Jason L. Dean, Luke Combs and Lauren Elena, Brad Paisley, Dan Tominski and Kane Brown, Zach Brown Band, Niall Horan and Maren Morris, and rounding it out, Lady Antebellum, Darius Rucker, and Russell Dickerson. That's the lineup as we know it for Walnut Creek in 2018. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Wednesday, May 9th, Odessa. Thursday, June 7th, Khalid, the Roxy Tour. Tuesday, May 1st, The National with special guest Big Thief. May 3rd, Fleet Foxes. August 3rd, Kids Bop, and then I forgot, Wednesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies. All right, Cat's Cradle. Number there is 919-967-9053, and here are a few of the upcoming acts performing there. Wednesday, January 31st, The Dangerous Summer with Microwave and the band Camino. That's 8 o'clock in the back room. Thursday, February 1st, Typhoon, Bad Bad Habits, and Sunbathe at 8. Thursday, February 1st, The Devil Makes Three, The Huntress, and Holder of Hands. This is at Haw River Ballroom at 8. Thursday, February 1st, Be Loud, Carolina at Cats, MKR, People of Earth, and Local Flora, back room at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 2nd, Cat's Cradle, Emma's Lounge with Magnolia Collective, Lester Colbanks, and the Seven Sorrows. This is in the back room at 9. Saturday, February 3rd, Bob Marley Birthday Bash with Mickey Mills and Steele, Jamrock, Zion Project, and DJ Raz J. It all starts at 8:30. Saturday, February 3rd, Bat Fang's Record Release Party with Pipe and Solar Halos, back room at 9:30. And Monday, February 5th, Charlie Hunter Trio featuring Sylvana Estrada, back room at 7. Again, these were all at Cat's Cradle. Tuesday, February 6th, War on Women, back room at 8. Wednesday, February 7th, Willie Watson and Anna Tybalt, back room at 8. Friday, February 9th, Yarn in the back room at 8. Friday, February 9th as well, WXYC Valentine's Day Party at 9. Saturday, February 10th, Y with Open Mic Eagle at 8:30. Saturday, February 10th, Amigo Album Release Party with John Lindsay and Al Riggs. This is in the back room at 8:30. Sunday, February 11th, Adult Mom and Chris Farron in the back room at 7:30. Also on Sunday, February 11th, Noah Gunderson with Aaron Gillespie, and that is at 8 o'clock. I want to remind you about the North Carolina Heritage Awards. There's on the calendar for May 23rd. The event features performances and demonstrations by a diverse array of musicians, dancers, and potters. This year's ceremony will highlight transmission, the sharing of traditional art forms with future generations of artists. The Heritage Awards ceremony will recognize 6 outstanding North Carolina artists. Asha Bala of Cumberland County, performer and instructor of South Indian dance. Glenn and Lula Bolick of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers. Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, Western North Carolina fiddler. Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player. and Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multiple genre mandolinist rooted in bluegrass. The 2018 Heritage Award ceremony is set for Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater. It's May 23rd at 7:30. Tickets are $23.60. All right, let's take a look at the Audio Describe performances coming up in the Triangle area. Saturday, February 3rd, it's Les Miserables, Deepak at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, February 6th, it's the Christians. 20 years ago, Pastor Paul's church was nothing more than a modest storefront, but his new ideas about the nature of salvation may just turn his congregation of thousands back into a congregation of one. In this probing new play, Lucas Hanth invites us to explore how our own uncertainty can help us live compassionately among those who don't share our beliefs. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. And again, the date is Tuesday, February 6th. Thursday, February 8th, on the Audio Describe list, Seussical, the musical. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater at 7:30. This fantastical family musical is based on the books, of course, of Dr. Seuss. Sunday, February 11th, Almost Maine. Warm your heart in the ice-cold mythical town of Almost Maine this winter. Nine short vignettes explore love, loss, and friendship with a touch of humor and tenderness. Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Sunday, February 18th, Little Shop of Horrors. The meek floral assistant, Seymour Crowborn, stumbles across a new breed of plant that he names Audrey II after his co-worker Crush. This foul-mouthed R&B singing carnivore promises unending fame and fortune to the down-and-out Crowborn as long as he keeps feeding it blood. Over time, though, Seymour discovers Audrey II's out-of-this-world origins and intent toward global domination. This is at Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock on Sunday, February 18th. Also on Sunday, February 18th, Audio Describe performance of Bent, Justice Theater Project. This is a 1979 play by Martin Sherman. It revolves around the persecution of gays in Nazi Germany and takes place during and after the Night of the Long Knives. The title of the play refers to the slang word bent, used in some European countries to refer to homosexuals. Curtain goes up at 3. Friday, February 23rd, the musical Hairspray. This is University Theater, Stewart Theater at NC State University. Changes in the air, it's 1962 in Baltimore, and Tracy Turnblad, the lovable plus-size teen, has only one desire, to dance on the popular Corny Collins show. When her dream comes true, Tracy is transformed from social outcast to sudden star. And this is at 7:30, again, University Theater, NC State University. Tuesday, March 6th, on the Audio Describe performances, Tartuffe. The man of the house has lost his mind. He has been blinded by the counterfeit zeal of a penniless scoundrel who fully intends to make off with his wife, his livelihood, and probably the kitchen sink. This modern-day interpretation is most plays as intense and incisive as the day it was written, just as entertaining. This is Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill, at 7:30. Saturday, March 10th, Phantom of the Opera. Critics are raving that this breathtaking production is bigger and better than ever before and features a brilliant new scenic design, award-winning original costume, lighting design, new choreography, and new staging. The production boasts many exciting special effects, including the show's legendary chandelier. This is Deepak at 8:30. Saturday, March 17th, Wizard of Oz. There truly is no place like home, as the greatest family musical of all time, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, twists its way into Raleigh. The entire family will be captivated as they travel down the yellow brick road and beyond with Dorothy, Toto, and their friends. This is Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium at 2. Thursday, March 22nd, Disgraced. This is at Cape Fear Regional Theater. Curtain goes up at 7:30. Sunday, March 25th, Beanstalk, the musical. This is at Raleigh Little Theater at 2. Saturday, April 7th, The Color Purple, Deepak at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, April 10th, Leaving Eden. This is another Playmakers Repertory Company at UNC Chapel Hill production. Performance starts at 7:30. All right, let's take a quick look at the lineup at the Ritz, Poorhouse, and Lincoln Theater in Raleigh. Wednesday, January 31st, NF, the Perception Tour. Thursday, February 1st, Big Head Todd and the Monsters. This is Winter Tour 2018, starts at 7:30. Friday, February 2nd, Cash Unchained, the Ultimate Johnny Cash Experience. By the way, at the Ritz, most shows start at 8 unless it's noted. Saturday, February 3rd, Nightmare. Wednesday, February 7th, Excision at 8:30. Thursday, February 8th, Big Gigantic at 9. Friday, February 9th, Magic Men Live. Saturday, February 10th, Shoot to Thrill, all-female AC/DC tribute. Friday, February 16th, The Marshall Tucker Band. Saturday, February 17th, Snarky Puppy. Sunday, February 18th, Fetty Wap, the FMF Tour. Switching gears to the Poorhouse Music Hall, most shows start at 9 unless noted. Wednesday, January 31st, Chris Larkin, Jacob Dixon, Rookie of the Year, Bobby Bryson, and The Company. That all starts at 8. Thursday, February 1st, local band Local Beer, Lacey Jags, Dim Delights, and Stevie. Friday, February 2nd, Of Good Nature and Porch 40. Saturday, February 3rd, Foothills Sexual Chocolate Beer Release Party. Benefit for the Wake County Animal Shelter. It's one of those places. Also, Groove Fetish and Unica Prong. That all starts at 7. Sunday, February 4th, School of Rock. That starts at noon. Also on Sunday, February 4th, Radio Moscow with Amplified Heat and Demon Eye at 8 o'clock. Monday, February 5th, Aaron and the Wildfire, The Big Strong Arms. That all starts at 8:30. Tuesday, February 6th, it's Swimmer and the Snozzberries. Wednesday, February 7th, Leaders of the Shift. Thursday, February 8th, local band Local Beer with Youth League, Raid the Quarry, and Pictures of Vernon. Friday, February 9th, Urban Soil with Danger Muffin. And there are two shows on Saturday, February 10th. Morose Vitality with Death Crown and Malediction at 3, and then Stooges Brass Band and Opposite Box at 8 o'clock. And a look at the Lincoln Theater lineup for the next coming couple of weeks. Friday, February 2nd, it's Keller Williams at 9. Saturday, February 3rd, Perpetual Groove with CBDB at 9. Thursday, February 8th, AJR, the Click Tour, 7:15. Thursday, February 8th, Big Gigantic, Got the Love Tour with Shalou at 9. Friday, February 9th, ID at 9. Saturday, February 10th, Far to Jones with Lauren Nicole at 8. Sunday, February 11th, Sleigh Bells with Sunflower Bean at 8:30. Thursday, February 15th, Moo Moo Tutu with Dirty Remnants in Shamrock. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, February 16th, The Shakedown. They play Tom Petty. That starts at 9. And then Saturday, February 17th, Who's Bad? The Ultimate Michael Jackson Experience at 8:30. All right, looking at a couple of things in the community surrounding Raleigh, February 2nd and 3rd at the Garner Performing Arts Center, You Can't Take It With You. Friday, February 16th, a Temptations review featuring Barrington Bo Henderson. Concert starts at 7:30. Monday, February 19th, it's the U.S. Air Force Heritage Brass. This is the United States Air Force Heritage of America Band. The concert starts at 7. Again, this is at Garner Performing Arts Center. Saturday, March 17th, it's comedian John Reap. And Saturday, April 7th, Three Phantoms in concert. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Friday, February 2nd, clean comedy and adult comedy, Leanne Lord and Sid Davis. The clean comedy show is at 7. The adult show is at 9. Saturday, February 3rd, Emmy Sunshine and the Rain. Saturday, February 24th, Mike Wiley presents Jackie Robinson, A Game Apart. Friday, March 2nd, clean comedy and adult comedy. The clean comedy show is at 7. The adult comedy show is at 9. Saturday, March 3rd, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Love is a many splendored swing. Saturday, March 10th, Beatlesque. Of course, this is a four-piece Beatles tribute band from Raleigh. Friday, March 16th, the Revelers. These are Grammy-nominated artists, proudly represent Southwest Louisiana. And then Friday, April 6th, the Malpress Brothers. Switching to the Clayton Center. Box office number is 919-553-1737. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, February 9th, After the I Do's Couples Game Show. This is at 7:30. Tickets are $20. Saturday, February 10th, Carrie Newcomer. Tickets are $20 plus taxes and fees. February 22nd through the 24th, Anne of Green Gables. Follow the misadventures of Anne, and that's spelled with an E, a wildly independent orphan with fiery red hair and a temper to match. Anne is mistakenly sent to live with a plain-spoken farmer and his spinster sister, who thought they were adopting a boy. All shows start at 7, but there is a matinee performance on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Friday, March 16th, Clayton Center, the Malpass Brothers. Saturday, April 7th, 2018, Women's Health and Wellness Expo. This is a free event from 10 to 3. Couple of things going on in Cary. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series. We've got one concert on February 16th, 10 Strings in the Goatskin. Saturday, March 3rd, Le Cirque Esprit. And May 11th, it's Lauren and Mark. The Marvelous Music Family Concert Series events at the Cary Arts Center. Sunday, March 4th, Opera Express presents the Billy Goat's Gruff. And Saturday, April 21st, Atlantic Coast Theater presents Rocking Red Riding Hood. One event in the Cary Page Walker Winter Concert Series. February 18th, the Sunday, of course, it's Brian Regan, violinist and concertmaster of the North Carolina Symphony. Cary's Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park is out with their lineup for the summer, one Friday a month. The Bond Park Boathouse on High House Road plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run April through to October and are free. First one takes place April 6th, featuring the Garrett Newton Band from 5 to 8. May 4th, it's Cody Daniel, 5 to 8. June 1st, Garland Manson Band, 6 o'clock till 8. July 6th, Chris Overstreet, 6 to 8. August 3rd, Kalen Robertson, 6 to 8. September 7th, Ed Stevenson from 5 to 7. Then on October 5th, My Cousin Skinny. That's from 4 p.m. to 7. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series is out with this lineup at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. These are free concerts. Friday, May 18th, Polka Plus Band at 7. Friday, June 22nd, Celebration of Bluegrass starts at 6. No date yet, but Jamrock returns this coming summer. And then there will be at least one more concert on the lineup. A performer nor a date have been scheduled. Also in Cary this year, April 28th, the 25th Annual Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival at Bond Park. Then on August 25th and 26th, 42nd Annual Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival at Town Hall Campus. All right, North Carolina Museum of Art. They've got the Sights and Sounds concert series still going on. February 11th, it's Duchamp McKenzie Duo. They are on flute and piano. March 18th, American Chamber Players. And then March 13th, Symphony Winds. May 20th, North Carolina Viol Consort. And then also on the schedule at the Museum of Art, Thursday, February 22nd, Salsa African Style. And this event starts at 7 o'clock. Goodnight's Comedy Club, of course, on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. February 1st through the 3rd, it's Ryan Davis. February 8th through the 11th, Tim Meadows, who, of course, was on Saturday Night Live. February 14th through the 17th, Joe Machi. Monday, February 19th, Pauly Shore. Of course, he first rose to fame in the 1990s as the star of the MTV show Totally Pauly. And then February 22nd through the 24th, it is Drew Lynch. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented, just in case it may not be what your family may or may not enjoy. All shows are rated 18+. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.